I guess.
How was day one?
It was good. It was good. It's fun. It's a beautiful facility here. A lot of fun to be back out with the guys. A lot of fun to be in a hotel with the guys and all day meetings with the guys to really just build that team chemistry and build the bonding. I think it's going to be great for us, and people have been great here. It was good. It was good. It felt good. Like I said, it's just good to be back on the field, be back playing football, be back with my teammates. It feels good. It feels like where I belong.
So what you hear about the resort and your experience just being out here and seeing the atmosphere for the first time?
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, the place is unbelievable. The land around it's phenomenal. The weather is, I mean, I don't even have to say anything about the weather. But it's beautiful, and the people have been unbelievable. Everybody at the Greenbrier, all the fans seem to be great, so I had a great time.
What do you like about what you've been able to do right off the bat, JJ?
Practice. I like being able to be on the football field. We'll be smart about it from here out, and we'll take days off here and there, but it's just nice to be playing football, you know. Go ahead.
No, you're good. Just make you appreciate all the hard work you put in to get to a day like today.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's been a long time coming, and we've done a lot of work to get to where we are. But today's just the beginning. Today's just day one, and really looking forward to stacking up days. And really, like I said, I just really enjoy being with my teammates.
Can you talk about that relationship you and Jadeveon have out there? You look like a couple of kids out there playing peewee ball.
Yeah.
It's so much fun you guys are having.
Yeah, we have a great group. And obviously with JD and DJ and Cove and Joel, and we have an unbelievable group and some very talented guys, and Whitney, and I mean all the guys that we got. We have a really fun group, and we go out there to practice. Whether it's meetings, practice, workouts, we're always laughing. We're always having fun. I think that's, like I said, that's what I miss most about last year is you don't get to be around that. And so for me to be back out here, it's a blast. And I think it really is like we're a bunch of big six-year-olds out there. If you heard the conversations we're having, it's not anything groundbreaking by any means. But we know how to make each other laugh. We play four square before practice. Like we're just having fun. It's a kid's game we play. I heard Weave say it, kid's game for a king's ransom, and that's really what it is, and we're still just kids playing it.
How did the four square come about?
It came about because I think it was we were out to practice really early one day in OTAs, and there were these squares set up that we have for the O-line, D-line, and there were these balls that we were using for pass bat downs, and we saw the setup, and we were like, we got extra time to kill, let's just play. And then ever since probably the first week of OTAs, we come out a half hour early just to play four square as our warm-up. And it's a great warm-up because you stretch while you're in line. You play four square. It's competitive. It's fun. And it gets heated quickly. But it's a great way to warm up. And obviously, we bust each other's chops pretty good.
Speaking of Devi, and he talked earlier this summer about how special it is for him to get to play with you because for one reason or another, they really haven't played much together,
yeah.
Injuries, what have you. How special is it for you and him to match up now?
Yeah, I think it's special for all of us. I mean, you got some phenomenal pass rushing ability out there. I mean, you got Jadeveon, you got Whitney. It's going to be great. I mean, just to see the talent that we have and the ability to put it all on the field at the same time and to come from different angles, it's going to be really special.
How would you describe the accommodations as compared to a training camp hotel?
Oh, geez. First class. I mean, this place is, I mean, when you look out and see the mountains and you see the golf courses and the creeks and the rivers that they have here, and I mean, you would think that an NFL team lived here full time, the way that they have these fields set up and the way that they have their facilities set up. So they really roll out the red carpet for you, and we're very appreciative to everybody here in West Virginia for that, because it's going to make a great experience for us, and I think it's really going to help us throughout the season.
JJ, you talked about last year possibly retiring before you were out of juice. Has your mindset changed on that coming back from the back injury?
Yeah, I'm just enjoying playing the game. I'm really enjoying it. Obviously, I went through some tough times there last year, but I just really enjoy being out there with my teammates. I really enjoy playing football. I really enjoy the fans. I enjoy every aspect of the game. So I'm really thankful to be able to be out here and playing.
How much did you grow as a football player, JJ, thought that you've been through? How much has it helped you grow?
I think I've probably grown more as a person than I have as a football player. I think I've grown, learned a lot about myself, learned a lot about, you know, just life in general. But then, yeah, you grow as a football player as well. You learn from watching things. You learn from how you treat your body, to how you treat each game. Learn how to be a better leader. Learn how to be a better teammate, things like that. So I've learned a lot. And I think I'm going to continue learning. I'm only 28 years old, so there's still a lot left for me to learn. It's not like I have any life secrets figured out, but I'm sure going to try and figure them out as I go.
JJ asked Bill the question. You guys opening here, you got a couple days back while going into Cooper Center.
Mm-hmm. I think it's great. I mean, obviously, you have to have him and Biggio both in the Hall of Fame is pretty special. I think, you know, with the team that we're watching now play at Minute Maid, you never know. There's maybe a whole bunch more in the future the way those guys are playing. So it's a fun time. It's a fun time in Houston. You got the Astros rolling. You got Dynamo playing well. You got the Rockets obviously doing big things. And then you got football back in Houston. So you can't ask for much more. And we're just trying to do our part to make sure that we add to the excitement, to the fun of the Houston sports town.
Do you have a chance to talk to
No, I did not. No, I should. I should probably go have a chat with him. I give him five, or how many fouls do you get in the NBA? Six. All right, I give him six hard fouls and a couple dunks a game. That's about it. It's got to be worth something, right? I mean, the way they pay those guys, it's got to be worth something. Shoot, give me like $100 million to do that. I'll do that.
Awesome. Yeah, you had a little fun with the Ball family on social media.
Yeah.
You know,
Ah, no, I was just promoting my shoe. I was just trying to sell some shoes. It worked, so.
Yeah,
they look great. It worked. You guys blew it up. I appreciate it. Thank you. You guys marketed it way more than I did, so thank you. It worked very well.
One of the questions of the summer will be about CTE, head injuries. You know, what are your general thoughts about that? And does the game need to be changed? You know, just overall thoughts.
I like football. I like the way it is, so you can talk to people a whole lot smarter than me for that.